It's Friday, the 6th of February, 8 a.m. and another beautiful morning, very calm and still cold, mostly clear skies, mostly, but the clouds in the south skies again, the southern skies, obscuring any bright light there. So above me it is very bright at the moment, and there's a beautiful big streamer from a jet that had passed obviously a while ago. It's running due southeast to northwest. How do you tell which way a jet was going from the streamer? I have no idea. I've never even considered it before. It's like someone's taken, an artist has taken his brush and watercolour. Fluffy white would be the tone. And then just zzzz right along the sky. So I have no idea which way it was going. Aha, now the southern skies are beginning to colour up. Yes, that's going to be nice, I think. Anyway, Friday the 6th of February already, my goodness. Oh. You smiled enough yesterday to melt virtually all the snow in the garden. There's only the tiniest wee patches left in the nooks and crevices. The rest of the garden is all clear again. It's just cold, not again, but not really frosty. Mm-hmm. Someone's bugging the blackbird. The magpies are way over in the big beech tree, so it's not them. Probably a cat or something. I despise cats in my garden. I don't despise cats, I actually like cats. I despise them in my garden. So, I just slept well last night again. Pretty good. Feeling okay this morning. A few aches and pains from something that I did the other day there that used different muscles. Really, how out of condition you get during the winter months. I need to get fit. I need to be ready for the spring, just like the birdies. Stupid big wood pigeon tried to land on the top of the big landy tree, and because a starling was already there, it had to abandon its landing. Now I've got three blackbirds up in the silver birch tree. Three? I can't tell what's what. Well, one's obviously Miz. Now there's four. And she's off and she's pursued one, she's off and pursues off another. And yet another blackbird, no, it's a starling, has landed on the tree. You know, I've said this before, if you don't look up, and I don't just mean that in the physical sense or literal sense of looking up with your head. If you don't look up in life, you won't see all that's going on. I wonder if that's why so many people, particularly as they get older, I don't mean aged, I just mean getting older, have a stoop, keep their head bowed. Is that trying to shut themselves off from the world. So unconsciously stoop. Like tall people stoop. Don't know they're doing it, but they do it to blend in with normal sized people. Whatever normal sized is. I've spent my life looking up, being 5'6½. Remember when we were young, we used to lie on the grass or on a wall somewhere, wherever, at night and look up at the sky. Because so much goes on in the sky that you don't see if you don't look up. Like shooting stars and colours, different clouds. Even now as I look up, there's clouds passing that are, I don't know what you call them, but they're beautiful. It's almost as if they're striated. Striated clouds. Is there such a cloud as striated clouds? But unfortunately now I have to look back down at my feet again. To reset the arthritic neck joints. So could that relate to, in a metaphorical sense, of people who don't want to look up, because if it, in life that is, because if they do look up in life, they're frightened something might hurt them. See, I'm getting really clever now, you know, I'm getting really Freudian. Not really. I just think I'm clever on what I really am. But I quite enjoy thinking things. I quite enjoy, I don't know, what's the expression? Observations in life and putting them together in an reasonably intelligent manner for me. Often admire intelligent people, educated people who can say clever things or thoughts. I don't mean pompous people, I just mean... You hear people, what on earth was that that just flew over? Wow, wherever it was travelling at a rate of knots. Yeah, I didn't even get a chance to see what kind of bird it was. It was big. Anyway, people, you hear people saying things and you think, I wish I could have said that. The blue tits are at it this morning again. At, honestly, an unbelievable, incredible speed and agility, one pursuing the other through the trees and bushes, and there they go, and they're over to my right now. It's the speed that they change direction and flip upside down. I can only assume now that this is a guy chasing a mate at this stage of the game. But certainly acrobatic, more than that. Nature's wonderful. This morning I have air, fresh air. trees and shrubs and clouds and sun and birds and song, all in a wee package called a back garden. My back garden. My little piece of paradise.